as I understand, you're not going to Camp David until late tonight.
That's my plan, yeah.
Fine, all right. I just want to know. So I'm going up with Trish and Julie today.
Oh, good.
At noon, and we'll... So I'll do some work up there and get ready for tomorrow. Now, the other thing is that I just wanted to be sure that we have the schedule, and I've been inclined to think I will not go to Florida on this weekend and try to wrap this thing up Friday. I think we've just got to get it done.
Well,
these cabinet people.
There won't be anything you can do.
Well, find out who can be here Friday and Saturday. Will you do that?
Yeah.
I mean, because some of them I noted are coming back around that period of time. And then that way I can get a chance to just finish it all up. And
the ones that are coming back, we've got in now, I think, all on Wednesday. And it'll leave let me see here. We've got Kennedy, Hodgson, and Romney on Wednesday.
Fine.
And it'll leave Volpe, who won't be back until... Monday, I think it is.
Well, the way we do it, we no way we can get that ambassador thing worked out, so we could do.
No, Volpe, you could do.
Wednesday or Friday?
You could probably do Friday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've got to confirm. He would be the only one. You'd then have Kleindienst you can't do until Monday.
Right.
And that doesn't matter too much anyway.
Well, we know what we're going to do there, except I want to...
Put the FBI into motion.
Well, I want to get the FBI, and I want to get Wright, who I'm going to put in as the man to succeed Kleindienst. I want to get that done. You see, I've been trying to explain to Ehrlichman and others that what I want to do on these when I make the announcement, rather than just like on Rogers, which I've already told you about, when I announce his retention, I'm going to announce a hell of a lot of changes at the same time.
Yeah.
Let me explain why that's necessary in Rogers' case. You have a hell of a lot of people that think we're just going to reorganize the State Department. Now, Rogers be damned on this. I'm going to announce Rush and, you know, as many changes as I possibly can at the same time.
Right.
See what I mean? That'll give the feeling that, well, we're changing something. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
And you see, I can do the same with Kleindienst. I can announce changes down below at the same time. And for those who retain, those that we're taking, except for a Richardson, we have to announce Clements at the same time because our hawks will be scared to death if we just announce Richardson for defense. So that's what I'm thinking. I've got to get all those people in. I've got to see these individuals myself, those undersecretary types, and get them nailed down. Well, I'll plan to stay there then. I'll be available on Friday just to take care of. We'll start to do the undersecretary types if necessary.
Okay.
And get them done. Find out what you can, just sort of line up a schedule for me so we can find out what we can do. If we can't do enough to make it worthwhile, then I won't do it. But,
I think maybe we can.
I mean, to move on them on Friday.
Yeah.
And you see, I'll put off whatever travel I'm going to do till the following week. You know, go over. rather than going Thanksgiving weekend, everybody else goes. I could go. If I go, I just don't know what I'm going to do because I really got to get this work done so that we get. What I'm a little concerned about is that I'm just asking Ziegler about it, and he says it did not come from Camp David or from him, but I see a big story in the Star. Their lead story is that how the reorganization is going to be accomplished and that we're going to go to the limits of the law and so forth and so on and so on. And I'm really shocked at such a thing because this has got to be done with a very carefully controlled PR program, or otherwise you stir up the animals in a way that they'll all write editorials about things that we're not going to do or are going to do. You understand what I mean?
Yep.
I don't know where that came from. Do you have any idea?
Nope.
It was in the Star. I don't know.
I haven't seen the Star stories.
Big story. I mean, it's about as an aide, high administration aide, said that. But we haven't told, I just wanted to remember you said you and John and so forth were talking about the PR of it, but you haven't told her to put out any story like that.
No, sir.
What we're thinking of.
Nope.
Couldn't have been Ash, could it?
Can't.
Weinberger.
Sure it wouldn't. Ash.
Weinberger.
Ash just said,
well, I'd like to find out then if it wasn't one of the people we're, that we really depend upon. We've got to be pretty rough, Bob, and right now. Or don't you agree?
I sure do.
It's really, we've been going along for so long this way with these leaks that this time we just can't play this sort of game.
Right.
Well, you read the story and you'll see why I'm a bit concerned about it. Because there's no excuse to the fact that this is exactly what we're going to do, you see. It's a question of when we say it in the right context, you know, so that everybody gets it and it isn't, you know, leaked out by some jackass that doesn't know.
Yep.
And
that's right, because that we're given.
Well, it's a very important. There are some front worth. I had assumed we were doing a lot of thinking about it, so that we could get it.
That's how we put it out.
Right.
That's right.
It's like the same thing that I've got to get control of, and I'm gonna try to get Coulson today and get to work on it. I had thought that we had a plan on this situation with regard to. I talked to Buchanan. He thought there was one. He thought it was working on two with regard to the thing that Connally was concerned about the whether or not we had campaigned for people. Well, whether or not we had supported the ticket and so forth. And something apparently has fallen between the stools there. And it may not have fallen between the stools. It may be that we tried, but not at a high enough level. Have you had a chance to talk to Coulson yet about the?
Nope.
What the plans are?
Nope, I was going to call him today. Try him in. He, as I said yesterday, was out somewhere in Virginia and had left where he didn't want to be called. So I didn't push through. Now I don't know whether he is today or whether he's today.
Yeah, well, I'll handle it, you Brit. You know, I was thinking that from the standpoint of the handling of our PR thing and so forth here, that I think that one thing that the Rogers thing really helped on, it does show we'd really have a very, very thin operation if we just had Ziegler, you know, and Jerry Warren and so forth there, and then left the PR. As you know, Ehrlichman never takes any responsibility for it, not
well,
a real...
He did completely.
Huh?
He did completely.
No.
Everything that was said out of Florida was said...
I'm not speaking of Florida. I'm speaking of from now on.
Well, it was out of Florida. It was what?
But an attack and counterattack. But an attack and a counterattack. No, I know. I meant what Rogers said about what Rogers said as related to what Coulson said, where Coulson said we really needed a capability. I do think we do need a capability, Bob, because we can't have a situation, you see, the way I figure, that if we just flush the whole Coulson-Kleinarch operation, or particularly the Coulson operation, and leave it to the National Committee and so forth, we'll go right back to the situation that we were in, where we get into battle after battle, and then everybody looks around the table and says, who, me? Isn't that true? I just don't see any capability there. We've just got to have some capability for the counterattack and for somebody who's thinking about the public relations on these various things. And that's, even though it has had its faults, the Coulson and, to a certain extent, Klein operation, I think, has had some effect that way. So I think that we, when we talk to Chuck, we ought to, that is it, the necessity of setting that up. Or do you see it that way?
Absolutely.
As you know, Bob, we've had one hell of a time with two people. With Kissinger, as we would expect, but with Ehrlichman also. You know, they say, well, that's the job of the Price Office, or you know what I mean? We got this beautiful program, and that's the job of the writers, or that's the job of the, you know, the PR people, you know?
Well, Ehrlichman's changed that now, though. He, in the last few months when we've, or really the last 4 or 5 months.
He's done a lot better.
When he shifted from tossing it to other people to taking it on.
That's good. That's good. On the other hand, we don't have it in the more important area of the Kissinger office. We have nothing there except just floating them out. But I agree with you that after your talk with Colson that we have to maintain the capability.
Yeah.
And we ought to get a good, young, vigorous group in there.
I don't think we can.
Huh?
I think we can.
I agree. I don't think that he's the indispensable man at all.
And I think
that's the point Connolly made to me. He said,
right.
He said Colson is a, he said he's been capable. But Connolly agreed with the point that I made, and it's like Henry after Vietnam is settled. Colson, in a sense, after the election is over, he isn't going to have nearly the interest, he can't have, you know, the driving force, the interest and so forth. It's going to be, there's nothing like going for the big prize.
Yep.
And just, you know, say, well, now our project this week is to do what we can to see that our program on cutting model cities is properly presented. See?
Yep.
It's not the same, is it?
No, not at all.
And
but I think you can, with
a new group,
the right people and a good crew, you can get the right same level of interest in it. And
incidentally, I was talking to Ron. That Italian story on Henry is the most, really, most, did you see it?
I haven't seen it. Henry called me last night about it.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable from some things he said, but another thing, too, is that it's going to put water on the Rogers wheel to a great extent, because Henry talks about the China trip, and he said, well, the thing about it that was really appealing to the public is that he said, Henry, did it alone. He said, people like to see somebody do something alone, and I conceived it all and did it all by myself. The whole China initiative.
Jesus.
You know, it's so without any, he just doesn't go in at all under the, you know, when he thinks he's going to be quoted and so forth, he does tend to, you know, pass the credit around a bit. But
this is a point Rogers made to me yesterday, that he said Henry is always very careful in what he says publicly to build up the president, but never privately.
Well, I think he's got a point. And I think this is the, I think he's, Rogers made this point?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And that was before this article. He was just saying it in terms, he said, that's one, you know, he was cutting Henry, as he
but
does.
Never privately.
One problem you have with Henry is that he whenever he knows he's going to be quoted, he makes a big point of how great job the president's doing, but where it really counts in the private conversations, he builds himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole thing, did you read, you haven't read the interview?
No.
Where, do you have the post there?
Yeah, I do.
Isn't that where it is? Take a look at it.
It's supposed to be in the Star, I think. At least Henry thought
it was. It's a Lissigar Star, yeah.
Lissigar Star.
Yeah, you don't have the Star.
But, yeah, I have it.
Take a reading of it.
I will.
Give me a call back, will you?
Yeah.
Bye. Okay.
Okay.
Don't bother today, though. Have a good time.
Okay.
Anyway, call me back today. I'm not going to leave till 11:30. Bye.
Right. Bye.